It's like an art gallery, really, when you walk in
Thanks.
Here. Yeah.
Thank you.
So, talk about, well, where have you been lately? I know you travel quite a bit.
Well, so went to High Point here back in October. That was very successful and picked up, you know, some more lines.
Some more what?
Lines of furniture. And
what are the new lines?
It's a surprise.
Okay.
And so I think, you know, with individuals should come in and see.
Mm-hmm.
and a lot of really pretty things and unique things coming in by spring, the new things. Gray went out. Gray's gone. Bye-bye. The new color Pantone was blush colors. And right behind it, real strong, was greens. And then blue was sprinkled in. And so, yeah, it took a turn. Everything did. Back to traditional furniture. The washed-out furniture lines are kind of, it's still there, but kind of slowing down a little bit. And you're seeing a lot of traditional woods come back, the cherries and mahoganies. And it was like a breath of fresh air. You know, a rule of thumb is every 20 years, you'll see a change, a major change. And I feel like that was this year. Saw major changes in the industry.
And so when something like that happens, is it unexpected or is it something that you sort of see coming?
It depends on the designer. I mean, I felt like that the trend was going to change. So I saw it coming. And it certainly has been requested for it to come back a little bit. And it has, you know, and it was nice to see.
One of the things that always stands out to me are the decorative trees that are a part of the sales floor here. They're so unique. I don't know of anybody else in the region that sells them. Could you talk about them a little bit?
Well, I mean, as a designer, and we have several good designers here, not just myself, and I've said it before, I'll always say it, it's not just about what I do, but it takes a good team. And we have, our guys are just as good at doing things and aiding and assisting us. But I love different, and I think your home should be different. Everybody's home reflects their personality. I think that, you know, I bring in things like that just because it's whimsical and it just kind of declutters somebody's mind in taking them to places that they usually don't get to go to. So when they walk in, they just get to see a whole new world and get to feel different in many things when they're in the space. I think when you're out shopping with whatever your needs are, you need to be comfortable and just enjoy what's around you. And you'll trinkle upon something that really strikes your fancy. And so that's what we're all about here, really, more than anything.
Yeah, and one of the other things that you do here is every time I come in, whether it's you or, you know, folks that are working here who don't know that I'm here even to meet with you, is they always offer me a cup of coffee. Do you want a bottle of water? Do you want, you know, this, that, or the other? I mean, when you come in the store, you're made to feel very welcome.
Thank you. That's important to me. You know, I don't know how to say this because it's not a conceitful way of saying it, but as a person, aside from being a designer, I think you know what some of your hidden gifts are, and one of my hidden gifts is I've always had a really good ear. And I think that stems from growing up, how I grew up in not such a good environment. But I can't tell you how many times that people will show up in here shopping and they are made to feel welcome and warm, because I think that that's just how life should be. But oftentimes, you know, they get so relaxed and so comfortable that they share something that has really burdened them, you know? And so they talk about what has happened, and, you know, and it's just, it's always good to say kind words and listen to people, because you never know what's going on in somebody else's world. And so if there's something that we can do to make life a little bit easier or to help somebody, I think that that's wonderful. And every person that works here has a warm heart. It's a Christian, which to me is so important, you know. And they thank us when they leave and ask if it's okay if they can come back even if they don't buy anything. Mm-hmm. Just to sit and chat. And I'm like, sure, come back, have a cup of hot tea, sit and talk with us. You know, that's what I think we're put here on earth for, is to, again, help one another and be kind and courteous. And we're all like that here, every one of us.
Yeah, well, it comes from your leadership and your example to a certain extent. And of course, and you knowing who's going to be a right fit on your team and who mm-hmm. isn't, but you just have a really kind soul.
Thank you.
It's really beams out of you. What is your number one selling item?
Oh boy. Well, I love color, and I think the world should be full of color. And so when I design furniture, I don't do browns. I can do browns, and there are some browns here, but I like mixing up fabrics and being playful with patterns to patterns. So probably my upholstery, sofas, chairs. There just really isn't one certain thing. I think it's just a conglomerate of everything, you know. Just taking somebody's house when they need help with it and just running with it. And they're so excited by the time that they leave here.
How many different patterns of upholstery can you offer someone?
Oh gosh, thousands upon thousands upon thousands. I mean, if you can't find what you need or what you're looking for or want in here, you're not gonna. I grew up sewing because I really didn't have anything as a child, and so I learned how to repurpose things, and I think that that's where my passion of fabrics came from, you know. To mix up and make things and reuse and all of that. So yeah, it's here.
Yeah, no doubt. And of course, people can, in this digital age, go to your website, mm-hmm. which is easy to find. Just do a Google search of De La Flor Decor and Design. Mm-hmm. And is there anything specific on the website that is worth mentioning?
Well, the website's always under construction, and it's always, you know, being updated. It's hard to keep up with the updates on websites. So I had a lady yesterday that she called into the store because she saw a commercial. She saw the store on a commercial in Paducah, and she's like, I have had no idea that you were in Southern Illinois. And she seen some things on the website, and she kept calling and kept wanting me to send her pictures, and I did. And she's like, I am so in love with your store. I will be there Saturday to see everything. And she goes, your store is just nothing like anything that I've ever seen. And, you know, and I thought about that, and I thought about that. You know, when you're in it every day, we take for granted that we work in a beautiful place, you know. But in somebody else's eyes, when they see things for the first time, it's a wow factor. So I find that that's exciting when somebody says, your store is beautiful and it's unlike anything that I've seen in a long time. That says volumes, you know.
There's only a handful of places that I can think of that would be able to be transported to, say, Madison Avenue from Southern Illinois and fit there. This is one of them, in the look anyway.
I think in
the, you know, demeanor and the way that you work and approach people, you're still very much Southern Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people shouldn't necessarily get the wrong impression from that either.
Right.
So my
husband likes to refer to me as the little shop girl. It was off of a show with Meg Ryan in it. And he's like, don't judge a book by its cover. Uh-huh. Wait until you get inside.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this store is 6,400 square feet, and with another 1,500 built onto it. So what it's under 10,000. So then we added another 6,000 offsite this last year.
Is that sort of a warehouse?
It also is finished out in the front to be many things. It's beautiful on the inside. And so, yeah, we keep growing and growing and growing. And, you know, when I left the store last night, I also have all this property over here on the other side of me. And with the intent to perhaps build onto the store. And, but I don't know. It's something that I toy with often, you know, as to build on or just stay the size that I am.
There is something about the cozy nature of this particular store that makes it unique. And so I can see how you would have a lot of deliberation about whether or not you lose something in an expansion or what's tangible and intangible of that.
Oh, we have everything. In my opinion, we have the best bedding. And that's through, I've been doing this for 30 some years. I've been through all the different brands and I've always came back to this one brand and it's a good brand. You know, so doing this for a lifetime, I pretty much know what works, what's good, what's built on the inside. I mean, I'm still of the era of time where you need to touch it, see it, feel it, not order it off of, you know, a major website, Amazon or something like that. You know, I'm not taking anything away from those places, but I think it is important for people to be able to sit on product and, you know, and touch it and feel it.
Yeah.
Or lay on a mattress and see how it feels and have your sales attendant be able to tell you why that mattress is what that mattress is on the inside. Mm-hmm. That's important. And my former employer, Brett Coleman, he was my boss at Coleman Rhodes, and he said to me one time that you will be in one of three things all of your life, and it's very, very important for it to be the very best. And it was a pair of shoes, a set of good tires, and a good mattress. And that has always stayed with me, and that is so true.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So true. Yes.
Yeah, that is a good point. Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know you've got other things to attend to today, but I guess looking forward to 2024, is there any specific events that you have coming
up?
We
are going to have a New Year's Day sale. It'll be a good sale. It's the biggest sale of the year. We're going to be open from 9 to 4, and there will be things in here up to 50% off. It's just, it's, you know, time to clean out and freshen up for spring. We do it every New Year's Day, and it's a good time to, you know, come in and shop. There's a lot going on that day. There's football games and things like that, but it's a good way to start off the New Year's if you need things. I am very, very conservative when it comes to somebody else's purchases. You know, money is important, especially in this day and time. People come in and shop with their families in mind and their animals and kids, you know. So I'm very price conscientious, and I keep that in mind when I'm trying to assist or help somebody, you know, find their product that they need for their home. So.
All right. Well, I think you've given me plenty to work with.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time, and it was a good year, and hopefully this coming year will be another good year.
Yeah, I hope so. All right.